You're listening to James Valentine on ABC Radio.
We've been having a very moving time in the last little while. It's we've been looking at those sort of poignant moments when you desperately wanted something for Christmas and it either didn't quite happen or you didn't quite get the thing or just didn't happen at all or even happened. There's sort of, you know, its story stays with you. It's like it's so there. We've discovered that there's a generation that were traumatized by not getting a baby alive doll during the afternoon. The alternatives to Barbie were also something that affected many. Katrina writes, I missed out on Barbie. I received the cheap copies with the non-bendable legs. Always jealous of friends whose dolls could sit in chairs. I mean, imagine that. You go to their place and there's Barbie sitting in the chair. There's yours, legs stuck out. Terrible moment. Very, very sad. This is probably, this might be the best one for the afternoon. Meg writes, my sister really wanted a pony. Christmas morning, my uncle arrived in his car with a horse float attached from the stud farm he owned. When he unlocked it and let down the horse float ramp, there inside was a BMX bike. She was devastated. I still can't understand why the adults in the family didn't foresee this. She was scarred for life. It's blather time and we may well talk about these moments of disappointment. So feel free to continue to share these tragic tales. Or just the thing that, what was the thing that you really, really wanted? You know, there's 8-year-old you, 10-year-old you, desperate for something. And it unfortunately does often end up in disappointment. So what is it you want? What was that moment when you really wanted something and or perhaps didn't quite get it? 1-300-222-702 if you want to be part of the blather.
Jonathan Green and James Valentine. Opinion. Comment. Blather.
Yes, we are licensed blatherers here this afternoon, so it is something that we say, look, try it at home, but only in the right conditions. Mr. Green is the blatherer in chief. Hello, Mr. Blather. He presents Blueprint. And sounds like a particularly bad doll, doesn't it, really? I bought you Mr. Blather for Christmas. He presents Blueprint and edits Meandrin, and as you can see, like me, is a babbling idiot. Hello, Mr. Green.
Inconsequentialness for 20, please, Mr. Blather.
Yes, please, go right ahead. Here we go. My parents bought me a stack hat in 1986 when I didn't own a bike. They bought it for me to use as a cricket helmet, still traumatised.
Oh, that's so lame. I think this will be the thread here, won't it be? Mm. Is parents misunderstanding critically?
Yeah.
Certain elements of youth culture.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, and the interpretation that sort of like, well, that one's the same, isn't it?
You That'll know? Deflect the ball.
It's pretty much it, isn't it? The other kids won't laugh at you for that. You know, It's just yellow, and it'll be all right.
Like a pumpkin.
It looks like a sort of strange hockey thing,
like a decapitated U.S. president stuffed on your head.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a young teenager, I really, really wanted a pair of Amco jeans. My mother.
Oh no! What did you get?
I got Awon jeans. They were the cheaper version of Amco, and I was really very disappointed, but I wore them because there was no alternative. I know, it's a
Parents
bit sad.
Parents always buy you the wrong jeans.
Oh, look, here's another.
That meant something then.
Well, it did. Like, it was sort of, it's still the same. Like, I think it's that sort of stuff, something about having children, it locks down all the parts of your brain that understand this kind of thing. You know, and so when your children say this brand, you go, oh, well, there's the cheap knockoff brand. That'll do, you know. And it may be a financial thing and we all understand that. But often it is a sort of like, well, I don't think we need to go to that sort of expense. It's a sort of pompous refusal as much as it might be financial.
Do you want me to tell you the worst one?
Okay.
That I had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on. Yeah, are you okay to go there this afternoon? I don't want to...
I think I can do this now after approximately 55 years.
Okay.
So I was turning up to a new primary school.
Mm.
And, of course, you needed certain necessities
for
a new primary school. I mean, the girl I was sitting behind had, for example, the full 72 set of Derwent coloured pencils, which sort of opened out like a theatre organ on her desk. It was just like she was sitting in a mighty Wurlitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. My parents had to go out and get me some coloured pencils too. And I was sent off to school with the half-length pack of the primary colours plus black.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now, okay.
Now, you know, I don't want to, I'm not trying to embarrass you. What was the financial situation of the Green household at the point when you got the half primary colours and black?
I think they could have afforded at least a dozen.
Full length. They could have gone
full length, quite possibly.
They could have easily gone a dozen. Now, so there's two themes emerging through this discussion. One is those that were traumatized because they didn't get a Baby Alive doll, which Baby Alive. I don't know if you recall, but Baby Alive, you could both feed and it would do, and it would poo its pants.
And it pooped. Yeah.
It pooped. So very impressive. And that's included. That's included.
Which is an accurate summary of existence, really.
It is.
You know,
but we've had a story so far of someone whose mother didn't get them the Baby Alive, and you know the daughter was dreadfully disappointed.
What did they get? The baby dead doll.
A stocking stuffed with fruit. Go on, you know, play with that.
Piece of coal.
And then a piece of coal. 20 years later, this person had their child and the now grandmother said, see, you finally got a baby alive. Which just seemed, you know,
wow,
unnecessarily.
You know that trauma that you've carried quietly for the past year? I've remembered it and I'm here now to reinforce it.
The other thing that's happening, Mr. Green, is that people, I've said, look, the thing I really wanted was a dragster bike, but they were considered way too, they were just not taken seriously by my parents. If you got a bicycle, it had to be a bicycle.
What did they get you? What did they get you?
Well, they got me like a normal bicycle, the kind of thing it could have ridden to the railways if I was doing an apprenticeship there, you know, like it was.
Oh, with the upturned handles and the Gladstone bag perched on the bar.
You know, that they got me one of those, you know. So
I have a dragster story too.
Okay, well, we've got a lot of people texting and they're basically all telling me, oh, I got one. Oh, I got a dragster. It was great, which is really cruel. But then also this sort of thing where Sonia said, I really, really wanted a bike when I was young. My parents got me a dragster so that the bike could be handed down to my brother. I was devastated by that ugly thing. I hated my brother.
Devo
by it. She didn't want a dragster. She saw the dragster was a boy's bike. So
I wanted a dragster, and my brother wanted a dragster, and we both got dragsters, except his dragster had gears.
Oh, man.
I know.
But you both got one.
But his had gears, damn it.
But why? Was he older, younger?
No, younger.
Was it the three stick on the bar, the T-bar?
Yeah, of gear? Course.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah. But what I didn't know, if I'd known then, it was, of course, hey, I had a single speed.
Yeah. The word fixie didn't exist.
No, so. Not then. No. Not in 1974.
Couldn't you couldn't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah. It's an interesting, it raises the sort of question of like A, you can understand that that if money's the reason, then you know you can't do the whole thing. So there's two questions: that should you explain that we can't afford that, darling? Like we're not. That's just not going to happen.
Is that almost worse?
Is it worse or is it better?
Is that getting all Angela's ashes? You know, I mean, do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a reality, because is it worse then to get the sort of like, well, I just got you some imitation Derwents, you know, like. Maybe you're better getting something else entirely. Here's a chess set rather than here's some Derwents. You know what I mean?
What's a river proximate to the Derwents that could be?
Yeah. I got you some Yarra.
They're all brown.
That's right. I go, yeah, but so many different shades of brown. Look at that. And Whirlpool and Snag and Muddy Billabong. It's absolutely yeah, terrific, you know. So it's, you know, so I don't know whether.
Why do parents get it so comprehensively wrong? What is it in the sort of the DNA of parenting that lets them be blind to the trauma they're about to inflict on their children at an impressionable age?
Is it something where you'd be better off not going down that path? If they say Amco jeans, don't get jeans, get sneakers. You know, if you're not going to get the right ones, you know.
If they say Amco jeans, and young people listening will not have any brand recognition there because it's defunct.
Yeah.
If they say that, that's what they mean.
Yeah, exactly. I think Amco
branding is critical.
Amco was bought by Sterling, folded into Wrangler, and then eventually, you know, privatized by Levi's or something. So Fiona says, add me to the baby alive stats. I feel so much better as I thought I was the only one. Lakeland were the cheap Derwents, so, you know.
I think I eventually moved on to Lakeland. Thank you, caller.
My wife and sisters were traumatised by homemade sheepskin seats for their bikes. Homemade sheepskin seats.
Sheepskin seats.
I like that. That's that's quite good.
What if you left your bike out in the rain? You'd get onto a...
Now,
I'm just cringing at the feeling of that coming up through my pants.
Now, here's various other. You've hit upon the sibling issue. You know, your brother got gears, you didn't. Someone's immediately said, obviously, the brother was the favourite. That's, you know,
duh.
Jonathan's brother was obviously the favourite. Now, here's a few others. My brother-in-law just announced that he has the trauma to end all traumas. His brother got the leather football and he got the plastic one.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah. Like, that's just cruel. Wow. You know, while everyone's kicking their leather football.
Because when you kick it, it sort of makes this sort of bang sort of noise.
Yeah. But, I mean, a plastic football, like, the difference there is, like, I'm not 3 years old, you know. I'm 7. Yeah. I'm ready for
Please
the leather
take
football.
Me seriously. Please. I'm actually playing the under-19s for St Kilda.
could we do that? Somebody else has gone the four Yorkshiremen on you and said, "Oh, at least you got a bike each." try being twins where we got to share a dragster, which meant one rode while the other ran alongside.
You could dink on the dragster handlebars made for dinking.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But also, it had the long seat so you could sit behind.
You could double up.
As well. Yeah. I know.
See, the parents obviously had that in mind, but the person complaining there, as twins, they did not have the wit to jump onto that commodious bench seat. In the dragster.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's the learning there.
This might be the furthest away from the thing you wanted. I wanted a gun and holster like Johnny Girton. I don't know what that... Who is Johnny Girton?
Who's Johnny Girton?
I'll look that up in a moment. I wanted a gun and holster like Johnny Girton. I got a nurse's watch.
Close substitute.
Totally close substitute.
Well, no, in fairness, maybe that's like your, you know, I'm not going to get you Amco, so I'm buying you, you know, a pair of Converse.
That's right.
That's, you know, just stepping aside from the conflict.
It's saying, okay, I'm not going to buy you,
fine,
you know,
hear that,
an object of violence. Instead, I'm going to get you...
Here's a reminder of the consequence of gunplay.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's right. Here's where you'll end up.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's, well, this is the other thing. It's the sort of moral message that then parents try to instill. The baby alive thing, several people said, my mother wouldn't give me a baby alive because they weren't going to pander to mothering cliches. And so,
well, that there's that, and there's also the sort of parental resentment of the cunning marketing ploy, which is designed to provoke, you know, a particular reaction amongst kids, who will then take it to their parents, and some parents will say, "Stuff that,"
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's just silly. You just saw it on telly,
yeah, but then. That's why they want it.
That's why they want it.
And that's why they, so don't get rid of the telly then.
If you want to really opt out of the culture, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't just deny the doll, go off grid.
Yeah, that's right. Go off grid and give them their own goat and they can get up early and milk it. That's
they can milk it and watch it poo.
That's right.
That's the entire baby alive experience.
Goat Alive, a new experience. Keep your goat alive.
Oh, how good is that? You can collect the entire set. There's Pig Alive.
Yeah.
There's Cow Alive.
Yeah, Cow Alive is fantastic. Absolutely,
oh, that's
terrific.
A beauty. That really gives you value for money.
Here, further awful pony stories. My sister is 10 years older than me. I know, these are hard for you. I know. We lived in Taree. She was horse mad and always wanted her own. One Christmas, Dad left her a card for her saying, "Your present is in the backyard." Sister ran outside, expecting a horse. Dad had left a pile of fresh horse poo with a note saying, "He must have got away." Sister.
What? You bastard.
Sister was distraught, has never forgotten this terrible day, worst joke ever. Isn't
it? Oh, my
it?
God.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Wow.
Like, what kind? That is like a dad joke of the worst possible. I'll tell you what would be funny. I know what would be funny.
Went on to edit the Daily Telegraph, apparently.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie. I'm going to come over and get a bag of dog poo from horse poo from you, okay? Of horse poo. I'm going to put it in the backyard, a little pile. I'll put a sign on it. Like, where's the mother who, you know, or another sensible adult, or a sober adult at least, who might have said, "That's a stupid idea." You
sober is probably the critical word.
That's right.
It's coming over on a Saturday night from the duck and shovel.
Wow.
From
the Taree Duck and I think it's the Railway Arms in Taree. The station.
Is it?
I reckon it's the station hotel.
We've got a hotel around the corner here called the Standard.
Oh.
And I've always thought that was fairly inauspicious. I mean, it's a perfectly nice pub. It's famous in Melbourne. But what a name, you know, the Ordinary.
The Ordinary. That's right. The Bog Ordinary. Well, here, look, this is a good one too. When I was 4... I passionately wanted a librarian's date stamp, and I wrote to Santa for one. I got a tartan umbrella. once in book
Santa's
week...
Santa's not into close substitutes.
No, he said it's going to rain. So you'll need this. Once in book week, I was telling some kids that story, and 6 months later, the librarian from that school sent me a date stamp for a wedding present.
That's good.
So it's pretty good,
That's
isn't it?
That's
good. That's good, so... You know.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something 2 weeks overdue.
Yes, very, very good.
Yes, thank you.
The disappointment, like,
I mean, it's just, this is a veil of tears.
No wonder we drink. You know, look at the way this was done to us, and then we're just saddened for even more. Deborah has written.
No wonder we're sort of socially dysfunctional. This is just coded into us in our early years.
Deborah has written, "I desperately wanted a camera. I was obsessed. Under the tree was a box beautifully wrapped in the exact same size. I was so excited. At 6 a.m., I ran to the tree, tore open the present, and found... an alarm clock to wake me up in time for the school bus."
Oh, the dispiriting utility of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. My parents failed to realise that the dragster bike was not merely a bicycle. It was social currency, without which the have-nots would be cast into a pit of shame and deep disgrace amongst their peers. Damn that second-hand woman's bike with the basket and 28-inch wheels to hell. It wasn't a gift. It was two-wheeled humiliation. Wow.
I used to dream of a 28-inch bike, though. You know, I mean, you knew you were on your way to
hairy-lipped adulthood when you had a 28-inch bike.
Oh, now you say that. I remember when... So what, is it 26? Oh, it's 26. Yeah, mine's 27.
Well, 26, yeah. Well, I mean, I've got pretty short legs, so, you know, 26 would have been prudent, really, in my case.
Yeah. See, now here again is the absolute tragedy. In the 1980s, I started high school at Balmain, begged for a footy jersey. Mum got me a Manly jersey.
That's
league, wrong, is it? It's league, isn't it? I think it's the equivalent of turning up at Collingwood with a Carlton jumper on. You know, it's...
Oh, you mean a sure sign of good taste.
But, you know, in that social environment, you might have difficulty. You know.
Wow. Are you going to have to debrief, you know, after... You can't spend an entire afternoon talking this trauma without giving people some sort of... I don't know, some sort of means to walk themselves back from this edge.
What's already happened is I've got a team of people that are worried about my stress, are dealing with this sort of emotional trauma. Like you and I have had to take this on and try and ease the social pain. And so, you know, there is a...
I think, you know, a gift trauma shared is a gift trauma halved. I think we can safely say that.
Yeah. Judy says, you've wrapped up my entire childhood. you've wrapped up
in
my...
In what order, Judy?
I haven't laughed so much in ages, nor been so comforted. I'd forgotten about the Derwents, the Amcos, the dolls and the bike. Repressed memories, but great laughs, says Judy. So, yeah, I guess you can... you can...
Well, the thing is, if we're sitting here as you know, reasonably complete and coherent adults, and we can consider this, chances are we haven't done it to our own children, for one thing.
Oh, no, I have.
I think that... No. Oh, have you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Come on.
I think there's a few. I think there's a few of the dolls that that we failed on. There was one we got...
My daughter even had the Barbie camper.
Wow. You went to Barbie camper. Well,
all the way to Barbie camper.
Someone texted. They said I really want a G.I. Joe and got Ken. Now that's
ooh.
I don't know.
That could turn a life.
That could turn on such small matters. A life could change forever. But I think we got the doll wrong. There's one year where I think we got the doll right, but then within about 2 weeks, it had traumatized Ruby. Because you couldn't, like, it was like a baby alive, but it would wake up randomly wanting to be fed or go to sleep, and there was this sort of like, it won't go back to sleep. Turn the damn thing off.
Here's one. My son, who at the age of one or two was obsessed by fire engines, okay, and come Christmas, we asked, you know, what do you want, Father Christmas is what we called him. What would you like Father Christmas to bring you? And he said, and he used to call a fire engine an Eeyore, you know, after Eeyore, Eeyore.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So he wanted, as he struggled to say the word green, he wanted a green Eeyore. He wanted a green fire engine.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
hard to
achieve. Someone, days before Christmas, had purchased the red fire engine, the metal sort of dinky toy fire engine, and with the Humbrol green enamel, was repainting said appliance.
That's good.
To the appropriate colour. So you see, you know.
You made the effort.
We make an effort now. An effort. It didn't poop.
Correspondent says, I worked in a toy shop. Unfortunately, Baby Alive did not evacuate efficiently unless given enough fluids.
So like life.
That's right. They were all returned 2 weeks post-Christmas smelling disgusting with the food clogged up inside.
Impacted, you might say.
Impacted, that's right. They should have taken them to emergency. Pamela says, my 95-year-old mother died.
A room full of constipated baby alive.
Constipated baby alive. Pamela says, my 95-year-old mother died, still talking about wanting a bike for Christmas that her father promised. He'd given her an 8-inch toy instead. She never got over it. You know?
It's an 8-inch toy.
Yeah. And, well, like, just a toy. She wanted an actual bike. He gave her, like, a little toy bike.
A toy bike?
Yeah.
Why would you think?
That's, you know, that's what I mean. Sally says, I wanted a train set but got a monkey with a rubber face that perished. So, I think she means the rubber.
We should have fed it.
The rubber perished. I think, like rubber used to perish. That's an old phrase, isn't it? Ooh, I think the rubber's perished in those pants.
Had to get you a new pair. It's perish.
Mr. Green, what do you want for Christmas so I can get you the complete opposite or a poor substitute? Anything in particular?
Extremely expensive single malt will be fine.
Single malt, okay. I'm on my way to get a nice blended Aldi for you then. Thank you so much, Mr. Green. Lovely to see you.
Goodbye.
And thanks for an excellent blather. Mr. Green presents Blueprint on RN, also on podcast, and it's a program about design and living, and also edits Meanjin magazine. Thank you so much for those.
You're listening to James Valentine on ABC Radio.